It's happening daily. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. Time is short before something big happens, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure 4-week emergency food kits for each member of your family. Each kit contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $50 on each 4-week food kit you purchase. Plus, get free shipping on Ready Hour 4-week emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour foods. At My Patriot Supply, you can also get solar power generators, water filtration units, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m., and your unmarked boxes ship the same day. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, guys. Welcome back to the podcast. Welcome back to Unwinding. I'm Lisa, your host. I know I always say this, but I'm so excited to be here with you today. I feel like we haven't had like one-on-one time in a little bit, you know, even though we spoke last week. I feel like we haven't properly caught up in a bit. So hello, how are we doing? I think you know, okay? You know, she has been going through it and she is me. A bitch has been going through it, okay? This has not been the start to the year that I wanted, but that's okay because every time something goes wrong or every time I feel like I'm struggling, like I'm trying to pick myself back up, which is exactly how I feel right now, every time I'm in that position, there's always something beautiful on the other side. Like always. I'm sorry about my throat, my voice, my vocal fry. It's also driving me insane. I don't know what's up with that. I think I lost my voice at the game this weekend. I went to a Miami Heat game and I yelled my little heart out. So I think that's why this is happening. As I was saying, I think it's very evident that I've been going through it. And I have a little outline for this episode. By the title, you can tell that it's going to be some sort of how we are spring cleaning, how we are just taking inventory of our life kind of thing. I'm not sure what I'm going to title this, but I do have a little outline. I didn't include what's been going on because I honestly am like so sick of thinking about it and I'm so tired of thinking about it. And I also don't want to just like be negative. I feel like it's been negative and I don't want it to be negative. And I know it hasn't been negative, but like I know you can tell there's something negative happening. You know what I mean? And I'm just ready to like turn the page. And again, like I said, I'm really, my focus right now is myself, picking myself back up and just trying to feel better. The last month has been really, really difficult, and not for the same reasons that maybe you would expect, especially if you listen to the Strong Friend episode, which I just want to say really quick, thank you for so much love on that episode. I'm still getting messages, like such beautiful messages. I guess so many of us feel like we are the strong friend in our group or we're the strong family member. And it felt really nice selfishly to feel like I'm not the only one and to feel not alone and to hear your stories and to feel how we share so many of these feelings. Yeah, a lot of us feel like we often don't let ourselves lean on other people, if that's any consolation. I just wanted to say thank you, honestly, because sometimes I'll put out an episode that is often really hard for me to put out, but the return on my investment is so high. Like the messages that I get are so beautiful and they are the reason why I made the episode in the first place. So those episodes are always really special. And that one is definitely going to be one of those that is always going to be special for me. So thank you for that. I've had a really hard month. And it's, again, not for the reasons that you might think. It actually hasn't been something in my family. It's been something that I've been dealing with, a health thing that I've been dealing with. I don't know that I want to get too much into it, but what I do want to say, my body and I think my mind and my nervous system have been yelling at me for a while now, and they've been signaling to me that something has been off, that there was some sort of dysregulation. What I want to say to you is if you are feeling that, please don't let it get to a point where you're driving yourself to the hospital the way I did. I'm sorry for being vague. It's just like, I think it doesn't really matter what happened with me. I think what matters is like the message and the lesson in what I've been experiencing is your body is going to tell you when something is wrong, and your emotions can often be telling you when something is wrong. And I think our body is so great, like our bodies are so strong and so resilient and so great to us that I think when something is wrong, sometimes our body will whisper, you know, it'll whisper to us and then maybe it'll start talking a little bit louder. And I don't want you to make the same mistake that I did, which is I waited so long, I ignored it so long, I was ghosting all of these, you know, whispers and texts and calls and everything that my body was giving me. I was full on fucking ignoring them. And then my body started to yell at me, okay? And the yelling is not fun. The yelling is very scary, and it doesn't have to get to that point. So again, it doesn't really matter what happened with me. I'm okay, thank God, and I'm gonna be okay. I think what I want you to remember is that if your body is trying to whisper something to you, please listen to it. Don't let it get louder than that. We truly are nothing without our health. I know that's so cliche. I know that's like something that everybody's like, yeah, of course we know that. But we don't really know that, and we don't really feel the weight of that until we have a health problem. I posted this video on my close friends, and I don't know why I didn't post it on my regular story, but this girl was saying how we all think we have so many problems until we have a health problem, and then that becomes our only problem, because truly we are nothing without our health, right? Like we can't do the things that we want to do if we're not healthy. And this could be personal, this could be somebody in your family. And that's a crazy thing, right? Is like I've experienced this from the outside, like not directly, like I've seen this statement that I'm saying to you, I've seen this to be true way too many times in my life from the outside, right? But this last month, it was personal. Like, not that when it's been about my family, it hasn't been personal. Obviously, that's personal, but it was me. Like, it was me and my body and my health. And that shit is so scary. And when you realize, like, you can't do things that you want to do because you have a problem that you have to fix, like health-wise, like that shit is so scary. All that to say, please, please, please don't neglect the things that your body might be telling you, the things that your mind might be telling you. You truly cannot pour out of an empty cup. And I mean this in every sense, like health-wise, emotionally, and every which way. So with that said, I want this episode to just be a little check-in, okay? It's April. We're in spring, right? This is spring. I don't know. Miami, I feel like it's like, I feel like we just have like summer. It's just rainy and then summer. I don't think we have spring, but I think this is considered spring. And I love the idea of like spring cleaning. I love it. Any excuse to like reset, take inventory of my life, declutter, add new things in, take old things out. Any excuse for like a fresh start for me, I will take it. Okay. I love a Monday. I love a new month. I love anything that has to do with just like a fresh little start. I love it. So that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to use this episode as a way to check in with ourselves. I want you to check in with yourself. I want you to be honest about what's been working, about how you're feeling, about, you know, sure, we can go over your goals, you know, those goals that you set in the beginning of the year. We can go over them and see what's been happening, what hasn't been happening. But that's not really what I'm not trying to like get nitty gritty, like what goal have we accomplished, what haven't we accomplished. I more so just want us to look at every different area of our life and think about, okay, what's been feeling good, what hasn't been feeling good, what do I want more of, what do I want less of, where do I need more support, where do I feel really good, what am I really happy about, what am I not feeling so great about? What do I not have a feeling about whatsoever? What am I unsure about? I want us to just take a holistic approach of what's been happening. Okay, so I made a little note on my notes app, which as you know is my favorite app in the whole world. And I divided it up into a few different sections. So I did a home category, personal. I have two for personal. I did home, personal with an emphasis on mental health, business/career, and then other. And under each category, I just wrote down high level, like things I want to do. So home, I want a new rug. I've been wanting a new rug for a while. I think I told you. I want a new rug for my living room. I need to fix my office. My office has been a mess for months now, okay? We still got to figure that out. I want to declutter my closet. I have piles of clothes that I need to donate. One of my curtains is broken in my living room. Things like that. Personal for mental health, for example. There's a few books I want to read, so I added those into the list. Like specific books. There's tons of books I want to read, but like very specific books. Okay? And I didn't put a timeline on this. I just did like, this is my spring cleaning checklist. These are the things that I'm going to be doing whilst I'm spring cleaning. I'm not going to put a like deadline on this because that is just going to stress me out and is going to defeat the entire purpose of this. This is just things I'm going to be working on in the next few weeks. Bottom line here is I made these five categories. I wrote down different things that I want to focus on. And I'm going to be adding to this. And after this episode, because I'm going to use this episode as well, I'm going to, because it's not just a to-do list, right? Like what I just said to you sounds like we're just doing a to-do list and separating it into different categories. Yes, but I also want to focus on how things have been feeling. What I'm also going to do is I'm going to get my journal and I'm going to separate it into five columns because I have five categories. You can do this with as many or as little categories as you want, okay? I'm going to write down, I'm going to title each category, and then I'm going to write down what's been happening so far this year in these categories. Moments that stand out, moments that I loved, moments that felt really good, things that made me really happy, and then things that stand out that I didn't love, or things that haven't happened yet that I would love to see happen in the future. And the biggest thing with all of this, so actually, I want you to pause for a sec. Pause me, get out some paper. I don't care if this is not your usual thing. We're gonna do this together. Get out some paper, get out a pen, light a fucking candle, maybe get a little snack, okay? And then think about the big areas of your life that just stand out to you. Just don't think about it too much. It doesn't have to be that complicated. You could do just personal, you could do relationships. I kind of put my relationships under personal, but personal, relationships, work, and I don't know, whatever else you wanna do. Maybe apartment, home, travel, whatever, okay? Health, doesn't matter. Label them. Take a moment and just write down what has happened so far this year that stands out to you in these categories. Did you get a new couch that you love? Did you, I don't know, do you have a new morning routine that you love? Did you make a new friend? Are you in a great new relationship? Did you join a dating app? Did you get a promotion at work? Do you want a promotion at work? Are you feeling unsure about work? Are you feeling kind of blah about your space? Are you feeling weird about a friend? Have you read some great books this year that you love? Whatever it is, I don't care how big or how little. We're just taking inventory. That's what we're doing right now. So it can be good, it can be bad, it can be whatever. Just write down whatever comes to mind. But the biggest thing that I want you to focus on is not how things have been looking. Okay, I know I just said, did you get a new couch? Maybe you did. I would love to know. What couch you just got? I got a new couch too. I really love my couch. So like I would put my new couch in my, where would that go? Home? In my home section because it makes me really happy. Anyway, I want you to focus less on how things have been looking and more on how things have been feeling. How have you been feeling about all these different areas of your life this year? And be super fucking honest about it, okay? And then I want you to think about when we do this exercise again in a few months, how do you want to feel in a few months? What do you want to be able to write in a few months when I ask you how you've been feeling about all these different categories? How do you want to be able to feel? And write that down too. And the last little thing that we're going to do is once you've written how you want to feel in a few months, and maybe, listen, maybe you're already feeling great about something. We don't have to change everything. I don't want this to come off the wrong way. I think often when we think of like, a fresh start, a new year, spring cleaning, whatever it may be. It's always like we have to change everything. And that's not always the case. In fact, I think it's amazing if there's very little you want to change. That means things are good and you're happy. And that's okay. That's great. That's more than okay. That's amazing. Okay. So if you're already feeling great in these areas, don't feel like it has to keep just getting better and better and better and more and more and more and more. Like you're so allowed to be like, you know what? Work is going amazing and I'm so happy about that. Period. That's a full sentence. Okay. My relationships are thriving and I feel so lucky to have the friends that I do. That's a full sentence. Like permission to not want to change things, permission to be happy with things as they are. If you aren't though, if there are areas in your life where you're like, I want to feel differently about this. That's where the last little exercise of this is going to come into play. That's where I want you to write, what's one thing, one or two or three, again, like I said, you can go as hard as you want. What's one thing you can do that will get us closer to feeling the way we want to feel in this specific category? And just write that down. And I love this because this is kind of like, you know, it's a to-do list, but we're also taking inventory. We're also journaling, letting ourselves be vulnerable with how we're feeling about our life. We're checking in, but then we're also kind of scripting and manifesting, if you will, about what's to come. And I just will remind you that you don't have to know what's happening with your entire life. You just have to know what's happening with today. And that is my favorite mantra of the year. And I love to remind myself of it as often as I need to. There's one more thing I want us to talk about before I let you go. And this is something that I wrote down today as I was listening to Mel Robbins and one of her latest podcast episodes. I will link it in the description for you, okay? But she's basically talking about this concept of dropping the sword. And I am wholeheartedly stealing this concept because I loved it. I want to share it with you because I think it's applicable to kind of what we're talking about today. She was talking about how she feels like she sometimes gets in the way of her own happiness, how metaphorically she feels like she's always bringing a sword to every situation in her life. Like she's always carrying a sword to every fight. And that sword, I kind of have a hard time saying that word. That sword represents kind of feeling stressed, feeling tense, being in fight or flight, feeling on edge, always prepared for the worst, always prepared for the shoe to drop. She was talking about how she's really trying to drop the sword and not brace for impact at all times. And how she was thinking about, okay, what does that even feel like? Like if I thought about it, if I conceptualized it, what would dropping the sword feel like in my day-to-day life? She was like, that would be me softening up. And that would be me just existing and not being nervous about what's about to happen and not being stressed about, you know, I'm in a rush, I have to finish this and I have to move on to the next thing. And what if this happens? And what if that happens? I have been living in fight or flight for way too fucking long. And it's a reason why my nervous system is so dysregulated right now. And it's the reason why I'm having the issues that I'm having. So this concept, I feel like it was just like, it was speaking to me. Like I can, what I like about it is that I can actually visualize it. Like I can visualize how I feel when I'm holding the sword, right? Which is like literally all fucking day. And I can also visualize what it would feel like to drop it and to just kind of be, and to just kind of be like, you know what? It's fine. There's no need for me to be on edge right now. Stop assuming you're in danger. Because here's the thing. If you were in danger, you can pick up the sword. Like it's right there. It's right there on the floor. You have full access to it. But like, why are you carrying it around when there's no need? And that's like me talking to myself. It's so much easier said than done, right? I am obsessed with this concept and I'm gonna try to channel this mindset of like dropping the sword and just being present and not getting nervous, even if something happens when in the past I've had to be nervous in that moment. And that's why now I'm reactive and I'm nervous because that's what I've had to do in the past. I'm really, really, really trying to change these patterns. It's going to take a while, obviously, but I'm going to keep reminding myself to drop the fucking sword unless I need it. Like, you know what? And I'm like, I'm not going to drop it to the floor right now because that is, we're not there yet. I right now feel like I'm like, I have a cute little, you know, those like when they like put the sword in like a little hanger, like not hanger, but like a little belt for my sword is where I'm at right now. I think the floor is that's too far. Like I need easy access right now. Okay. So I kind of have mine like on a hook, but that's fine. That's still an improvement. So that's what I'm trying to do is to drop the sword because I don't need it all fucking day. I'm allowed to soften up a little bit and be present. And not be so reactive when I don't have to be reactive. And I'm being really graceful with myself about this because there's a reason why I have trained myself to be this way. Admittedly, in the last 6, 7, 8 years, the pattern has been quite traumatic. And so I've had to be on edge and I've had to be reactive and responsive and on alert. So it's only natural that now that's my first reaction. But like, that is doing me so much disservice and it's really affecting just my day-to-day operations, and I don't want to live like that. I'm going to try to drop the sword and soften up and create room for presence and just like calmness and neutrality and just remind myself like I'm not in danger at all times. And even if I were in danger, I can just like grab the sword. It's okay. You know? So I hope that made sense and I hope that's helpful. I hope you will do this check-in with me and just take a little inventory. And please remember to listen to the whispers before the screams. Go get your blood work done. Go get your checkups. Don't neglect these things, okay? Don't wait for a problem to have to happen. Be proactive, okay? Like, I mean it. Please, please do it. I know it's scary. I know it's uncomfortable, but it's so important. Anyway, that is all for today. I hope something in here hit. I hope you needed something. And yeah, I appreciate you guys still being here when I'm a little MIA. I'm not going anywhere. So thank you for sticking around. And I hope I get, okay, see, I can never say goodbye. I'm gonna say goodbye. Have a good weekend. Love you. Take care of yourself. And I'll see you next week.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts, with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun: Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere, and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.